You're recording.
What's your 7 years for, we gotta get?
That was possibly how we could do that, how the IC could do that, an executive session, and we bring that information here.
No, just talk about it.
If it becomes public.
I do have something to add here.
Okay.
Just, you know, for your consideration, if you think that there's too many layers to oversight and the monitoring, you could just simply, you know, amend the consent agreement to limit him to practicing only under supervision, under any condition or setting.
Period.
If you think that practice monitoring might not be, you know.
Okay.
All right, so we're back in open session, and we are on section four, numbers three and seven. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, this is the case of 21-146, and I would like to make a motion that we amend the current consent agreement to require direct supervision whenever and wherever Dr. Opligert is practicing, that we are requiring a monitor to monitor his practice of veterinary medicine, and the CE requirements are carried over, they're not modified, they're still in existence, and that he has 15 days to reply, and if not, it will go to formal hearing. Did I cover everything, Mark?
So before I second that, so I just want to clarify on the direct supervision, because you mentioned monitor again too.
Yeah.
So do we want a licensed veterinarian, any licensed veterinarian is able to supervise him directly on like a relief shift or something like that? Now, do we want, because like a lot of times we'll have someone, you get a new job, you need to inform your boss of this consent agreement. Do we want that person to respond that they are aware that they're supposed to be supervising?
Oh, that's a very good point.
Because even if it's just a pickup day, shift here and there, I think we need to have something from that supervising veterinarian saying, yes, I understand, and yes, I'm willing to supervise for this shift or X number of days. Or if it's a regular boss, okay, just do it once you're done.
So I would modify.
Pause, report in some second.
I just have a clarification question. So so right now he has the practice monitor who comes in quarterly.
Oh, we have to get rid of that.
So what you're changing to is actually amping it up by he has to have direct supervision and have a practice monitor. So I just want to make sure that's what everybody's understanding.
Well, yeah, one or the other.
One or the other?
Yes, I would do one or the other.
Direct supervision would be easier.
I think direct supervision is better because, like I said, it's all just around where are we working with. Since we don't know, we don't really want to set up a permanent practice monitor.
Or you could say that he cannot do relief work.
Yeah.
No,
this CA is done with.
Yeah, and I agree. I hate to limit that, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
I think that'd be, but I agree with you there.
But aren't we limiting it by saying that the practice has to provide a supervisor? Like, what are the odds that, I mean, if somebody came to you and you're looking for a relief shift, odds are because you need to take a day off or what have you, and you're busy, you're not going to be able to directly supervise them. So, I mean, we're kind of handcuffing his ability to find a relief shift too.
You are, but I actually have relief doctors at my hospital when I'm working too.
There are other
UVMs. I just need the extra shifts.
Yes.
But directly supervising everything that they're doing?
No, but I'm also not in a consent agreement. I mean, if it limits where he can work, well, then don't get in a consent agreement.
Right.
Don't do anything wrong. Listen to the board.
But I do need to amend my motion to strike the practice monitor, providing requirement for direct supervision wherever and whenever he is practicing, and that direct supervisor be provided with a copy of the consent agreement.
And acknowledged.
And acknowledged.
Gotcha.
Okay, thank you.
So we have the motion.
No, wait, I second, sorry. I did say before I second, yes, so I'll second that now.
And we have a second. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Again, I just want to be sure that we're all talking about the same thing. So the legal definition of direct supervision means the licensed veterinarian is physically present at the location where animal healthcare is being performed.
Yes.
So is that all you want? Or are you expecting that the person's going to be looking over his records and things like that? Because that's what a monitor would do.
Okay.
We know that his medical records are poor. So if you want to keep his medical records on the upswing and the way that they should be, would it be a better idea to have a practice monitor instead of putting some sort of burden on this other person who's just trying to hire him?
So the practice monitor and the direct supervision?
I
feel uncomfortable about just.
I just don't know how you do a practice monitor.
This is just different. Yeah. Now, who knows if he's actually picking up relief, but we just don't know. I understand what you're saying there. I would hope that if we're doing like intermittent relief shifts, if that's what's going to be happening, which we don't even know, that whoever is the owner of that business would be doing their due diligence to be checking that stuff on their own
as a responsible veterinarian.
I don't know if we need to get too involved in that, because I think that's just more let the business market deal with that portion of it, because if he's not doing enough to satisfy the bosses, well, then he's not working anyway. But I also don't want 47 different reports coming in to you guys.
Right. No, I just didn't want misunderstanding that direct supervision, that person's looking over his shoulder all the time.
And I don't think we necessarily need that, because like I said, if there's someone else that's in charge and he's not doing the right thing, and he's not listening, and he's not following their protocols, just like he doesn't want to listen to us, then they're just not going to hire people. And I think that's just let the market forces deal with that, personally. So.
That's a good way to put it. I think I tried to say that maybe on the point.
Well, I was just reiterating what you said, because that's what I understood. So thank you.
Okay. All right, we motion the floor, any second, amending the consent agreement. Any further discussion? And we got the wording how we want it.
Further discussion on that. Do we need to approve the continuing education portion?
I was going to do that.
Never mind.
Approve what?
It's late. So we need to approve that, but we don't need to include it in the CA.
Right. Okay.
So just keep things clean in the minutes.
Makes sense.
I'm sorry, are you waiting on me?
No. We're waiting. Wait on him to quit screwing around. We've got a motion on the floor and a second amending the CA.
Yeah.
Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, let's do a roll call since we're doing.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
And did Ms. Frost ever come back?
Yeah.
That's it. So Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Reyes and I, the motion carries.
Now, it's a different issue.
Is the
CEC's put forward? Does it comply?
So controlled substance management, 1 hour, 1 hour. The original consent agreement is not on here right now, is it? Am I just missing it?
It is.
I was in the wrong. Yeah, because it was in supplement two. It's in the main agenda, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was in the wrong folder.
So are you wanting to know if he's required to do?
Do the numbers match up?
There's 2 hours of medical record keeping. 2 hours in the area of regulations of the profession. 2 hours in controlled substance management. And 2 hours in practice management.
So he's got more?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be. That was 8 hours total, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So
he's trying to step on your toes because you're the lead still.
Oh, that's okay. I would like to move we approve his CE, but note that his compliance, he was late in his completion of the quarter.
Second.
A motion on the floor, a second to accept the CE plan submitted. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
And that's all right, Dr. Wright. You can step up.
We're sharing today, so it's okay.
All right. So we're at the 1 o'clock hour. And we have that. That's my first one.